In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In verses 35 to 38a of our gospel lesson for today, we are told, "And James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, 'Teacher, we desire that whatever we request of you, you do for us.' And he replied, 'What do you desire that I do for you?' And they said to him, 'Grant to us to sit one on your right and one on your left in your glory.' And Jesus said to them, 'You do not know what you are asking for yourselves.'" Now, what did the two disciples mean by the phrase, "in your glory," when they asked to sit at Jesus' right and at Jesus' left? We may not be able to be sure exactly what they were thinking, but we do know that in the Old Testament, when one spoke about the glory of God, for example, it had to do with seeing God for who he truly is, seeing his real persona, as it were. So the phrase on the lips of the two disciples probably meant something like, "When you show yourself for who you truly are." Now, just when would that happen? Just when would that be? Actually, there is an important clue right in our gospel text. The disciples ask Jesus, "Grant to us to sit one on your right and one on your left in your glory." And Jesus says to them some verses later, verse 40, "To sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." Now consider the crucifixion scene in chapter 15 of Mark. We read in verses 26 and 27, "And the superscription of his crime stood written, 'The King of the Jews.' And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left." What does this description mean? It means quite simply that here, on the cross, with two men attending him, as it were, one on his right and one on his left, we have the fulfillment of Jesus' words. Here, on the cross, in the suffering of the cross, we see Jesus in his glory. We have Jesus showing himself for who he truly is. And what is it that we see? What is it that he truly is? The final verses of our gospel lesson for today make that plain. Jesus says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Here we see him for who he truly is. He is the very ransom for the entire world. Indeed, we see yet more. In his very death, we see our great God, too, for who he truly is. We see our great God's glory, as it were, if we listen to the centurion at the cross who said, "Truly this man was the Son of God," and perhaps if we see the tearing of the veil of the temple with discerning eyes. Again, what is it that we see? We see a God who is a God who saves. We see a God who provides the ransom for our sin himself. We see a God who takes away all human sin. What greater glory could there be? Yes, this is Deus Revelatus, the revealed God, truly in the raw. But the conversation between Jesus and the sons of Zebedee does not end at verse 38a, as I read before. Jesus also says to them, "Are you able to drink the cup which I am drinking, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am being baptized?" And they said, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup which I am drinking, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am being baptized, you will be baptized." What pregnant terms these are: cup, to drink, baptism, to be baptized, the cup symbolizing wrath, judgment. Surely it is negative, even unto death, and baptism conveying an immersion in which one is purged as fire purges iron. Certainly the brothers James and John tasted this cup and underwent this baptism. At least they did so as a family pair, for James was killed by Herod Agrippa with the sword. But how ingenious of our Lord that these two images correspond to the two sacraments of the church, the Holy Eucharist and the sacrament of Holy Baptism, which opens up the significance of these images for the entire church at large. And I'll bless it in this Lententide that they both direct our attention to the cross. Will you now be baptized with the baptism with which Jesus was baptized? You've already been so baptized. For in baptism, we are united with Christ, as Paul says, into his very death. Will you now drink the cup which Jesus drank? You have already drunk this cup, for in the Holy Eucharist, we share in the blood of the covenant, which is, as our Lord reminds us in his conversation with the disciples in the upper room, poured out upon his death as the ransom for our sins. Will you then drink this cup as did most of the disciples of our Lord? Will you be baptized even unto physical death, even as were most of the disciples of our Lord? Perhaps you will. Perhaps I will. But if we will, we have been strengthened to endure because we have drunk and we have been baptized as members of the very body of our Lord. For in that baptismal font, we were united with him who is the resurrection and the life. And in that drinking of the communion cup, we take within our very selves the ransom for our sins, the medicine of our immortality. Come, O baptized of the Lord, feast at his table this very day. Our glorious Lord himself gives you the invitation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.